Hi, everybody. Welcome to KXP. My name is Derek Mazzoni. I do a show called Wopop. It's every Tuesday from 7 to 10 p.m. terrestrial time. Online, obviously, anytime you wanted. I play music from all over the world. Thanks for being here. I have been a fan of this band for quite a few years. They're on one of my favorite labels, Glitterbeat Records, and they are from Kidal, Mali. Members are from Paris, members are from Michigan, and members are from Algeria and Niger, also, I believe. This is Tommy Crest here at KEXP. You're going to love this.
Thank you.
Tommy Crest at KXP. Let's hear some more music.
Thank you.
Tommy Crist on KEXP.
التاريخ ونحن التغيير، نحن البار.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Tom Crest here at KXP. Let's do introductions. So we're going to introduce the bass player right now. This is Andrew Sudibha Silp.
Thank you.
Matt Smaligan on drums. Osmana Agmosa on vocals and guitar. Paul Salvagnac. Merci beaucoup. So much to ask. Osmana, where is home for you right now?
En fait, je suis un fils d'une communauté nomade.
So he's a son of a nomad family. So he kind of live everywhere, but his home can be in Tamanrasset, which is north of Mali on the border.
You have a song called Azwad, which was the short-lived Tuareg state. And this is interesting, but a lot of people don't really think about, you know, the Kaltamashek, the Tuareg people, as a separate entity, but they have been trying to achieve statehood. But at the same time, you're part of a nomad family. How does that duality work for you, as in we'd like to have a state, but we don't, we'd like to also move around a bit?
En fait, pour répondre à cette question, il faut que je parle un peu dans le passé de cette communauté, communauté Kaltamashek.
So, since the division of the country, it's been very hard for them to live and keep their culture and identity. And it's been like since the 60s, I think. So Azawad, for him, is a way to defend their culture, their language and everything. So the fight for the Azawad, even though they're nomads, it's like defending their own people.
They hear music and they love it. It's beautiful. There's a bunch of different influences. What should people know about the Tuareg people? What should people know about Azawad? What should people know about your culture that they might not be getting through the music?
En fait, pour moi, déjà juste prononcer le mot Kaltamashek, Tuareg, c'est, pour moi, c'est déjà un pas beaucoup en avant, parce que tout ce monde-là qui vont juste entendre ça.
So the first thing he wanted to say is already really proud that he can say the word Kaltamashek or Tuareg to people, to already, like, it starts from here, that some people might not know who are they, you know, so like start from the word Kaltamashek or Tuareg. And the other thing he said is, since the hard times starting in the 60s and all the rebellions that happened, it's for him it's all a fight to keep their own culture, keep their land and defend their people that are in danger and that might disappear. So it's very fragile and they've been fighting for so long, only to just be themselves, in a way.
What role do you see your music playing in preserving this culture?
En fait, déjà, ce que cette musique peut faire, par exemple, pour garder cette culture.
So the first thing he said is he really wants to sing in Tamashek. It might be easier for him to reach more people singing in English or French, but the first thing he's fighting for is to sing in Tamashek and bring this language through the lyrics. And even though people doesn't understand, it's already a way to bring something.
Yeah. You have language, you have a culture.
Exactly. And defend also, protect some words that are starting to disappear. For the next generation, it's very important that it keeps these words. And yeah, so that's the first thing he say. And then for his music, more particularly, for him, music is a way to unify people. For example, in here, the studio, in that band, there's like so many cultures. And he likes to be influenced by a lot of music, a lot of things he's going to discover in his travels. And his message is something that is out of borders or any kind of superficial, you know, frontier. It's for him, music is bring people together wherever they're from. Yeah.
One final question. And this comes from our mutual friend, Chris Ekman of Glitterbeat. Let's go back in time. MTV's coming out, and a band called Dire Straits is literally all over the world. And Chris said that Dire Straits, the band, had an influence. What role does Dire Straits, the band, play in your music and just in your development?
En fait, je pense que c'est parmi les premiers groupes anglais que j'ai écoutés. Parce que la génération d'avant.
So he, Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits is the one of the first British band that he really, really listened to. Mm-hmm. It's been maybe more than 20 years that he knows his music, and I think also the other oldest Touareg band, the other generation, has been a lot influenced by his music. There was tapes of Dire Straits in the desert. That was those kind of music that they were listening to. It's a little bit like unconscious. He's been listening so much of Dire Straits. So really love his melody, his the technique on the guitar. So a part of his technique come from that. It's been absorbed a lot of this music.
And, okay.
Yeah.
Et en fait, juste pour augmenter, je pense qu'il m'a donné une idée qui parle de là en fait que.
Yeah, I just want to add that he never like understood the lyrics of Mark Knopfler, but he was since the beginning very like directly touched by the music and make him think about like how music can just touch people without you don't understand, you know, it's another culture, but then suddenly you feel it resonates with you.
You connected.
Yes.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci à vous.
All right. Tom McCrest here at KEXP. I'm Derek Mazzoni, your host. I want to thank Jim Beckman, Ali D'Alessandro, Carlos Cruz, Scott Hulpeinen, Kevin Suggs. I want to thank Julian Martlow. I want to thank Katrina Pitzel and Robert Hausner, everybody here supporting KEXP. Keep listening to us, keep the faith, and keep listening to amazing bands like Tom McCrest.